Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at naturewayresources.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, just north of the Woodlands, Texas.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I am here this morning with John Ferguson. He is the owner, developer, and chief honcho at Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and we appreciate him being here with us this morning to answer your calls and your questions, all things green and growing in your space around where you live. We would love to chat with you at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And just a little behind the curtains, I am sorry that we missed someone's call a few minutes ago, so give us a call back. We saw it flashing, and the guys behind the computer equipment were both busy, and they got one call and they lost another. So give us a call back at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we have got Debbie on the line. Good morning, Debbie. What do you have for John?
Well, it's for both of you and for, I forgot his name, the last caller about the dripping China berry.
Robert.
My crepe myrtle is doing the same thing. It looks like a light sprinkle all day long, and at first when it started I thought it was the buds dripping, but now it's in bloom, and yes, there are more buds coming, but it's still doing it at the same rate.
Huh.
Yeah, it's the oddest thing. I don't think I've ever noticed it before.
Well, I definitely haven't, and I've got a lot of crepe myrtles.
And I thought that it was dripping sap like oak trees do, because we had one of those in the neighbor's yard.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking, too.
So I just thought it was sap dripping, and it acts like it on the windshield of my husband's truck, so it doesn't wash off with windshield washer fluid.
Okay, so that kind of sounds like, so it's thicker than water.
Yep, more like
a
sap.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. But anyway, he's not the only one with the problem, and it's not the same tree. It's
a
probably several species.
Right, but like,
I need an umbrella to read my tablet on my back patio.
or a really wide-brimmed hat.
Yeah.
But like John had asked Robert earlier, is the crepe myrtle healthy otherwise? There's nothing else seems to be bothering it. It's blooming. Is that right?
Oh, it's blooming beautifully.
Aww.
In fact, it's an oddity because this year I'm only seeing two colors of blooms on it. But last year we had three colors of blooms on this one tree.
Beautiful.
It's purple and pink.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay.
Heavy on the purple, but yeah, last year there was a corally color in there also.
Hmm.
Yeah,
how
it's the oddest thing.
How old is that crepe myrtle?
I'm going to guess it's around 20, 25 years old.
Wow. And then Robert's tree was like 15 years old. So very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got some homework to do.
Well, my son said he was going to research online, but I haven't heard any answers yet, so
we'll
see.
Well, thanks for sharing, though.
Sure.
And thank you for listening.
Sure, and happy Father's Day to
yes.
all the fathers.
That's
thank
for
you.
Sure. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers and dads out there. This
okay.
is thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610 at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. When we return, we're going to talk with Scott.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Please give us a call and we will be happy to chat with you about anything green and growing you've got questions or concerns about at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We do have a couple of calls lined up, but I want to remind everybody it is Father's Day tomorrow, and happy Father's Day to all of the dads and fathers and uncles and stepdads or bonus dads that we have out there, and for everything that you do for our families and your businesses and your communities, and we all want to thank you for all of that contribution to our lives. So right now we have got Scott on the line. Good morning, Scott.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? What do you have for John?
I think I got their answer to your mystery rain.
You and do.
They have aphids or some other sucking pest that secrete honeydew, and it's the honeydew that's raining down all over the cars or whatever. It looks like rain.
That could very well be a possibility. I've thought of that, but without more information,
that
without seeing it.
I've got much experience on that, spraying trees and what have you, and it'll look just like a rain.
Wow. Well, that is very interesting, both on a crepe myrtle and on a
China berry.
Yep, and like the second caller said, it's not like water. It won't wash right off. You have to really work to get it off.
Wow.
It's a sticky substance.
Yeah. And both of their trees were healthy at this point, though.
And blooming.
Well, I bet if you look closely, they probably have some, they should have some sign of insects or whatever, some black mold on there, somewhere.
Okay,
I guess.
So, John, if there is an aphid problem, they'd be catching it early, it sounds like, maybe, because Scott, they were talking about that they really didn't see symptoms. So, John, what should they – is there anything they could spray it with? Or?
Yeah, a couple things. Well, again, like anything insect, we need organic insecticides to get rid of the aphids or mealybugs or white flies, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Super seaweed to strengthen the plant's natural immune system.
Okay. And then I asked you at a break about the super seaweed that I wanted to remind folks that you suggest spraying super seaweed early morning or later in the evening.
Correct. We don't, the water droplets can act like a magnifying lens and actually burn the leaves.
Okay.
So that's why we do it early or late to avoid that problem.
Okay. So the sun doesn't just crisp it up.
Correct.
Okay. Well, Scott, thank you very much for that input. And I hope
you're welcome.
I hope Debbie and Robert are still listening and they can look more closely. And then if there is an issue, they can maybe spray it with the super seaweed would be a good idea to kind of knock this out as quickly as they can. Well,
yeah,
great.
Sounds good.
Thank you,
all right,
Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, you're welcome.
Well, that's very fun. We always love to get your input and your questions. And this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I am here with John Ferguson, who is our expert on the panel this morning, and we have a knowledge co-op at Home Show Garden Pros, and they include Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, and then this morning we've got John from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. So give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return with Dan after this.
Just because it's warmer doesn't mean your plants need more water. Quite the contrary. Water deeply once a week at most, especially with landscape shrubs. Now back to the properly hydrated Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Right now, we have Jacob on the line from Monterey Lawn and Gardens. Hi, Jacob.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going well. You know, we've got a hot summer here that has just jumped on us. What are some of the problems that gardeners are going to be facing during this hot summer?
As you get into the heat of the summer down in Houston, your insecticides are really limited on what you can use because of heat restrictions. Especially on the organic side, our horticultural oil differs from other products on the market because it doesn't have heat restrictions. And it works on aphids, mites, and scales, and other soft-bodied insects. And you can also use it as a dormant spray in the winter with fungicides, some of those overwintering insects.
So, Jacob, that horticultural oil sounds great, like a very good product that we don't need to worry so much about the heat resistance of it like you were talking about. But what about ants and pests in our lawn?
So we have our Monterey Garden Insect Spray, which is a spinosad product. It's Army listed for organic gardening, and it can be used to pour right over the top of ant beds or spray, and it's going to kill those fire ants that are in your yard. And it also is going to work on your chewing insects and stuff like that that do damage to the leaves of the plants, like aphids.
Great. Okay. Well, and we are seeing evidence of that for sure. Now, tell me again, Jacob, it's the Monterey Insect Spray?
That's correct.
For these and other products, you can go to MontereyLawnAndGarden.com. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you.
We have John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. They are just north of the Woodlands and south of Conroe. Beautiful location, full of plants and gardening items. And, of course, the famous leaf mold compost that you can get there that is going to nurture your lawn and garden. So we are here to take your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And, John, we have got Dan on the line. Good morning, Dan. What do you have for John?
Well, I have another idea about the insect problem that Scott mentioned about aphids on the trees producing rain droplets.
Uh-huh.
There's another insect called the spittle bug.
Yep.
And the spittle bug is much larger than an aphid, and they're interesting because they suck on the sap of trees and other plants and produce a little droplet called spittle that comes out after they've extracted the good stuff that they want from the plant and concentrate what they have and expel the rest of it is called spittle. And they're an interesting insect. You can watch them and you can see that the little droplets will be expelled from the tail end of the insect.
Wow.
But it's called spittle. It's a better sounding name and a lot of other things you might think of. But anyway, it's an interesting insect, and I think it would take an awful lot of them to do real harm to plants, but it is a good educational tool for children and for adults, too.
Yeah.
Just a nature, part of the nature of life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've encountered them when I used to go picking dewberries and blackberries.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So... Well, thank you, Dan. Yeah, that's another possibility.
But. Yes, yeah. Well, and you had a great recommendation, John, about for any of these, it would be helpful to use the MicroLife Super Seaweed spraying on them because it's not going to harm anything, and it's just going to feed the plant.
It does. There's a lot of trace elements, hormones in it that helps plants be healthier and have a stronger immune system. Mm-hmm. And it has agricultural molasses, which many insects, when they eat it, can digest. Mm-hmm. So it ferments in their guts and turns to alcohol and kills them.
Okay. All right. So sort of a natural way of taking care
Correct.
Of the problem so that it doesn't become a big problem.
And like the commercial from Monterey has the horticulture oil that's a lightweight oil compared to dormant oil. You can use in the heat that coats them so they can't breathe because insects breathe through their bodies.
Okay. That's a great description. Thank you.
So there's things like that.
Right. Well, Dan, thank you so much. I love that. I love the word spittle. That's kind of fun. Thank you, Dan, for calling in.
You're welcome. Enjoy your show.
Well, thank you very much. Have a great weekend. I just love that. This is just sort of a round table, and we are all learning here. And we have got our Home Show Garden Pro experts, and our expert today is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And we are at Home Show Radio. Home Show Garden Pros. I'm sorry. Home Show Radio is going to be up in 30 minutes. We are Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. We will return after this.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond. We'll be back to your questions in just a minute. You've been asking for them, and they're finally ready. Vincas, also known as periwinkle, are one of the most heat-tolerant and drought-tolerant annuals for our hot summer months. We carry the Cora series, which is the most disease-resistant variety on the market today. They are available in both mounding and spreading forms, and come in lots of bright colors. They're great in full sun pots as well as the garden beds. We've got tons of beautiful caladiums. Caladiums are traditional southern garden plants grown for their unique shape and color of their leaves as well as the versatility in the garden. They come in shades of pink, red, white, and more, with interesting patterns that are fun to blend into your landscape. Try shade varieties under your trees or sun varieties mixed in with your shrubs and perennial borders. They're excellent in pots too. Come on in to choose from our beautiful varieties. Summertime is right around the corner, and it's time to turn your backyard into a tropical oasis. We have tons of beautiful tropicals to choose from, including mandevillas, hibiscus, and bougainvilleas in nice, bright colors. Come on in and check them out. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Greatwood, Sugar Land, and First Colony. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Fulcher, Cinco Ranch, and Richmond. Visit us on our website at myenchanted.com for more info in our future events. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And now, back to Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and John.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, chatting with all sorts of callers about bugs and green things and color things and fruit trees and whatever you've got to chat about in your home or for your gardening area. Give us a call. And John, as I mentioned earlier, folks can also go to Home Show GardenPros.com on the website, and we have all of our Home Show Garden Pros listed there, but we also have an area where they can go and ask a pro. And I have got stacks of questions for Ask a Pro, so I'm going to jump over into those, and let's see if we can help some of these folks out. So I've got Lara, who wrote in about their sod, and we talk a lot about grass and turf and how to nurture it. But she says, I'm a year in a new home where the builder laid out a lawn. It's not looking good. She believes there are patches of Bermuda scattered in with the St. Augustine. She sees patches of exposed dirt. There's compacted soil. Seems to be clay. Water isn't penetrating. This is exactly what we are always talking about, isn't it? So the water is not penetrating on the ground. She gets puddles in some areas. So she's wondering what to do. And this happens a lot with new homes that are being built or new sod that's being laid down. So what are some top things that she should be doing?
Well, the first thing should have been done before they ever put the sod down.
Mm-hmm.
Using my own home as an example, I tilled the yard about 18 inches deep, hauled off 27 large contractor wheelbarrows of drywall, paint, cement, brick, pieces of wire, plastic, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
27 large contractor wheelbarrow.
What a mess.
What builders often do is they bring in a cheap fill, low-quality soil, to cover up all the debris rather than cleaning it up and cover it. And that leaves a ticking time bomb in the yard for 30 years.
Yeah.
But having said that, probably the best thing is to top dress with compost. The microbes in compost will tend to break up the clay. Use a good organic fertilizer like MicroLife. And it just takes time.
Right. Time. And with the compost, she should do that with a new lawn like this that she's having so much trouble. She could do that, what, twice a year?
At least twice a year.
Okay. And then the MicroLife, she would do how often on a new lawn like this?
Probably 2 to 3 times. It doesn't leach like a synthetic, so it lasts longer.
Okay. All righty. And that's really what we've got to do.
It's the same thing.
Right. But that's a great recommendation. Before they get the sod down is we need to get that cleaned up first.
Correct, and particularly if you're going to till it, put in some compost, get that organic matter.
Right.
And you start off with an 8-inch, maybe 10-inch soil depth that roots can go into immediately.
Okay. And it's a great hint if you are south of the bayou, we've got even heavier clay.
Yes, Lake Charles Beaumont clays.
Okay, so maybe even some humates before the sod goes down to break up the clay or –
Compost works better.
Compost works, but that's great. Okay, so get that down on there and then get the sod in there. Well, we will get that message to Lara and hopefully that helps. So we are at Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we are going to return after this break with David and Dane.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Get more blooms all summer from your salvia, esperanza, and other pollinator-friendly shrubs. If they start slowing, give them a little haircut. You'll be back in blooms in no time. That's how we like it. Now, the Home Show Garden Bros.
You can feel the difference. You can feel the difference with Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils in their premium quality and locally sourced. That's what we're here about at Home Show Garden Pros. Landscaper's Pride can help you with your lumps and your bumps in your soil. And one way to do that is using their topsoil to help leveling and patching of your beds. Also, the black humus is 100% aged pine, and it will help amend your soils, which is also a great benefit. They have potting soils, gardener's magic, both for potting and giving your plants nutrients, and slow release fertilizers. For healthier, faster growing vegetables, shrubs, and plants, choose naturally organic Landscaper's Pride. Learn more at homeshowgardenpros.com, homeshowgardenpros.com, or at any of your Home Show Garden Pro locations. Good morning, all. We have got a line of calls coming, John.
Let's go.
Yes. So we have got Dane on the line. Good morning, Dane. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Extremely informative. I grew up with Brian Flaherty, who's a brother of Vic.
Yeah.
And very nice gentleman. Spent a lot of my young years with them. But I recently, I have a yard crew that cuts my yard, and they mulch my flower beds with a hardwood natural mulch. Okay, I have three dogs that I let out in the backyard, and they love to chew the wood. But one of my flower beds had some white patches, and it looked like a marshmallow cream or something.
Mm-hmm.
That grew on top of the mulch. The dogs were eating it. I tried to remove as much as I could, but I don't know if that caused the dogs to get diarrhea, sick. The veterinarian said that most fungus that grows that is harmful to animals is in the Northeast up around Seattle. I don't know if there's any truth to that, but we've since then removed, you know, all the, I think it's a fungus. I'm not sure.
It is. Dog puke fungus is the name.
Really?
It grows on very low-quality mulches.
Huh.
I think.
So it's whatever your landscaper brought in was probably just a bark mulch. The Soil and Bark Producers Association, when you say hardwood, means hardwood bark. It has a carbon-nitrogen ratio 500-600:1. Healthy soil is 30:1. When you put it down, it robs nutrients out of your soil. It ties up nitrogen and other things, stresses your plants. And also, the reason bark doesn't rot on a tree, it's got chemicals in it to kill microbes.
Oh.
So that kills off the beneficial microbes in your soil, then lets these undesirable fungi grow. And what they're trying to do is break it down. But again, they also seal the soil where air and water can't get into it. But it's just a very low-quality mulch.
You know what, Dan? I saw that years ago. And when John just brought that up about it seals, it sort of – it doesn't help your soil breathe, but it seals it. Because I remember pulling some of that away, and my soil underneath was as dry as anything.
Yeah, it's very hydrophobic, repels water.
Oh, my gosh, just exactly what we don't want it to do.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so there you have another question. What do you do as far as bark mulch? You know, as far as bag stuff that you get from the stores, you know, one year a landscaper put down some black mulch, and if that was wet and the dogs got in it, they checked it in the house. But also they said that it was harmful.
It is.
For the red and the black, and I don't know what color it was, but... always used, I thought about cedar mulch, and, you know, I don't know, now my dogs still love to take the little chips of wood and chew on them, so.
Well, yeah,
I've got a husky, and that's like, you know, natural for her to dig and smell and chew.
Yep. Well, all dogs.
Yeah, all dogs. Well, and I think, and part of that is, you know, it's been a habit for her, too. I know we have three, and one of them for sure loves to grab the larger pieces of mulch. So he removed some of the old stuff that had the fungus on it. So what do you suggest moving forward, John?
Maybe spray a fungicide down?
No, or? I mean, that's the fungus is trying to correct the problem.
Okay.
I see.
So what you can do is use like Microlife. Just use 2 or 3 times the amount. Get the nitrogen in there. Healthy soil has 30 carbons to 1 nitrogen. That's what nature is trying to get it back to.
I see.
That type of bark mulch is 500-1, so it's going to take a lot of nitrogen to break it down to turn it back into something useful. And like I said, there's chemicals in there that kill – that microbes, that's why it doesn't rot on a tree.
I see.
And it's the microbes that make our plants grow and disease resistant and healthy. So it's a very low quality mulch.
So spray it with a Microlife type mixture or pellets?
Just the granules works fine.
Granule?
Okay. Like they have that hybrid that's 23-3, you might use it on it. Well, that's a case where you might want to use that extra nitrogen to help speed up the deep breakdown.
So the hybrid, I can't remember what the color bag is, but it's a Microlife hybrid.
Yep. That might be an option for you, but it's far
might
cheaper
to. Trick. All right. Well, I know I just put some Talstar down in the yard. I've been noticing some brown spots here and there with this heat. I try to water. You know, I know too much is not good, but the right amount. So maybe some MicroLife spray or something, a pump sprayer.
Yeah, you could put like the Super C we talked about earlier. You can spray it on those spots.
And we really try and go with those natural remedies.
Correct.
Yeah, because that's why we talk about MicroLife and then even just leaf mold compost in certain areas before anything gets too bad. I know John mentioned the MicroLife hybrid. It's a pellet, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and it's 20-05 hybrid, MicroLife hybrid. Any of our Home Show Garden Pros carry that. So I know I've heard many of our Home Show Garden Pros sort of advising carefully about big box store items. And our Home Show Garden Pros buy locally, they create locally, they circulate locally sourced items. So that's important.
Yep. Price point tells you a lot. A good quality mulch will retail for $8 to $10 a bag.
Okay.
When you're getting three for $5 at the box store, you're buying waste, some kind of garbage.
Yeah.
The people don't want it. So,
and it's just going to cost us later on.
Correct.
Okay.
You end up spending far more than a good quality. The other part of the question is a native mulch, particularly if it's been aged or composted, is the highest quality, most cost-effective mulch. It breaks the clay down. It feeds the soil. It creates soil structure. It's the best quality, and it's cheaper in the long run.
It's like an annuity. It's going to pay you back later.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
For your listeners, if they have dogs that have eaten that and have had digestive problems, my veterinarian suggested probiotics pills.
Yep.
And I've given them to my dog for about a week for my husky. It was no fun for a week.
Yeah.
We have tile floors.
And thank goodness.
Yeah, carpet and floors, and it was still a mess.
Yeah.
But the probiotics did the trick, so she's back game if I can keep the other dogs out of the flower bed.
Yeah, sometimes it's a distraction game, I know. And then just be aware that my dogs do like the MicroLife. I put them away when I sprinkle it out just to sort of so they don't exactly know I've done it, but they can smell it. But it's not harmful. I mean, you obviously don't want them to eat it all, but MicroLife is okay if they tend to grab it or not. But
also, get the MicroLife Ultimate. The humates in there, they don't like the smell of it, and they won't eat it.
Oh, the okay.
I see.
Yeah.
MicroLife Ultimate.
Yeah.
I'll give that a shot.
Okay.
You know?
And the other point I want to make is you mentioned the dyed mulches, the black mulches.
Yes.
First, again, you have to have a carrier, the wood's 500:1 carbon nitrogen. The black is carbon black, a known carcinogen, causes cancer in pets and children.
Oh, boy.
Another reason why we need to avoid those. So we just have to watch what we buy and keep on listening because the Home Show Garden Pros have some great suggestions on how we can improve our soils and our landscaping in a natural and organic way. So we appreciate your call, Dane.
Great. I appreciate, being educated by some extremely intelligent people.
They are. We really have a co-op of experts. But thank you for listening.
I do appreciate it. Y'all take care.
All right. Thanks, Dane.
Thank you very much, Dane. Have a great weekend and happy Father's Day to all the dads and fathers out there. This is Home Show Radio. Well, Home Show Radio is going to be up in about 10 to 15 minutes. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
MicroLife, all-organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Morning, this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I am here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and let me tell you, he is a resource. I love the answers to the questions that we get because John always digs down and tells us the whys, and that's always fun to learn. We have got a line of calls here, John. First of all, we have Cindy. Good morning, Cindy. What do you have for John?
I'm having trouble getting the armadillos out of the garden.
Okay.
I've tried cayenne pepper, vinegar, grub killer, and I woke up this morning and they've dug up in the gardens again.
What I do, I have an animal trap. I bait it with peanut butter or maybe some cat food or little things, dog food, catch them, and I call the animal control to pick them up. Or I just take them way out in the country and release them.
Okay, is that the only option?
The second option is, my son likes to say, use a 22.
Yes, that was certainly a thought.
And I remember when I was in college, I used to eat a lot of them.
Wow, how do you get through that?
Yeah. Well, no, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. Well, I know that's a pest and that's a really bothersome. Yep. Do you live out in the country?
I live in the suburbs, but there's a vacant field adjacent to me.
Yeah, it sounds like the rehoming them is really going to be your best option because I don't think the other one is a safe option.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, and bye-bye. I didn't realize that animal control would come and pick them up when you trap them.
Depends on the county you're in. Like Fort Bend, I've caught coons, possums, armadillo in my back. I'm on a bio, so it's a migration card.
And we have a lot of those green spaces behind neighborhoods, and that is one of the things that happens. We have got Brian on the phone. Good morning, Brian. What's your question? Brian?
Am I Brian?
Yes, Brian.
Okay. I'm actually Larry.
Oh, you're Larry. I'm sorry. Hello, okay. Larry.
I have what I think is voles and moles, or moles, tunneling around in my yard, and I don't know if there's an easy way to get rid of them.
Yeah, there's traps you can buy. That's when they sense their vibration, sends a plunger down and kills them. There's some gaseous things that you can blow into their tunnels. So there's several options. Most of the Home Show Garden Pros stores will carry something for them.
Okay.
And to find the Home Show Garden Pros, you can go on homeshowgardenpros.com. We've got Nelson's out in Katy, Plants for All Seasons on 249, Enchanted's, which are both in Richmond-Rosenberg area, and then Nature's Way, which is John, who you're talking to right now, north between the Woodlands and Conroe.
Okay. I have another question. I want to shout out to your new leaf mold compost, John. Been wanting to for years and finally put some down this spring, and I've never had greener grass.
I know. Isn't it beautiful?
It is awesome.
Okay, great. So will you do his next ad for us?
I will. But I've had some trees I've lost over the last few years, and even though they ground the stumps down, there's an area around the trees that isn't settled. I mean, I have to fill in with some soil or nothing's growing there yet. What can I do to help with those areas to get them back to level areas for growing things again?
Well, you can definitely just put down some soil, good soil mix to fill in, level it. You can always, being under a tree, there's lack of light, so you're limited in your plant choices, but you could always put a thick layer of native mulch down, and that will help improve that soil. The microbes in the native mulch will break up the soil, open it up, start creating soil structure where air and water can get in the soil. So those are a couple options.
Okay. All right. And will agricultural molasses help get rid of ants?
Some people say it does, and people have had, particularly when you use what's called known dry molasses, where they've taken the agricultural molasses, soaked it into a cornmeal or a grain carrier, and they sprinkle it on. That's been a lot of people's had good success.
Hmm.
But there's a lot of organic baits out there that work very well on fire ants.
Okay.
And that's definitely the direction we like to go for your health and for your animals and family's health. Yeah.
Yeah, I tried putting beneficial nematodes out, but I think I need more help than that.
Yeah, nematodes work well, but they have to be certain species, and they have to put down during the wintertime when soil temperatures are cool. Once soil temperatures get above 70 degrees, they don't work very well.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's, I think, my problem. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I hope that helps, Brian.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for the endorsement for the leaf mold compost.
Oh, it's been great.
Thanks.
Okay, good luck. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. And I love those calls. Even on the emails that we've gotten to Ask a Pro, folks are telling us about MicroLife or leaf mold compost, some specifics that they really have seen results, and they're seeing results in a healthy way. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, and we, when we come back, we'll probably take one last call, and I think it's Brian. So when we return, Brian, we'll chat with you.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Apricot, coral, peach, and pink.
Just a few of their delicious colors.
Blooming again and again.
Now through fall.
Easy growing, sun loving.
Part ground cover, part miniature rose bush.
Drift roses, you'll love them.
Easy to maintain.
For spaces big and small.
Group or mix them with shrubs, perennials.
Just part of what's waiting for you.
At Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com.
Helping you grow like a pro.
Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good Saturday morning. We have had a great show, and we are still having a show for a little bit with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and this is a knowledge co-op of experts. And I mean, I just can't emphasize that enough, that these are experts, and we are so lucky to have them rotating through here every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 to answer your questions at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And I just want to remind everybody, it's Father's Day tomorrow, so make sure that you're getting together what you need to do to say thank you to those dads, uncles, stepdads, bonus dads in your lives. So, Brian, we have you on the line. Good morning, Brian. What do you have for John?
Good morning. Good morning. Just a couple of questions. The first one is, I normally cut my grass fairly high, four and a half inches or so. In the fall last year, I actually chopped it all off, bagged it all up, wanted to restart this year. I got to it fairly late to get seed down and weed control. I actually started laying stuff down in April. I thought it was a little too cold. My first cut was okay, like mid-April. I'm still having really bad weeds in my front lawn. The side of my house has really good green to see, and obviously I did lay some humates down and some nitrofoss synthetic blend down. It's still bagging. I have tons of weeds and some real thick red vines everywhere, red purple vine everywhere. The second question is, I noticed it last year, but I'm noticing it more this year. I have a lot of worms on my concrete, the sidewalk from my garden to my grass, and then the sidewalk by the street to my grass. There's tons of dead worms. Am I doing something wrong?
Yeah, it sounds like there's some kind of chemical in the soil that they're trying to get away from. They're leaving the soil for whatever reason.
Okay.
What kind of fertilizer are you putting down?
That nitrofoss.
That's the problem.
It's a synthetic blend.
Yep. When I was, I loved to fish, and when I was a kid, I could watch my buddy spend hours digging worms. I'd take a wash tub full of water, mix in a cup of my dad's Triple 13, pour it on the ground, and all the worms come running out of the soil. Mm. Pick them up, rinse them off before they died, and I was ready to go fishing in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the problem. It's the artificial fertilizer.
Yeah, the synthetics are, we really try and lean away from those. So what can he do? What can he do now to sort of, what's the next step to nurture his lawn?
quit using the salt base, the artificials, go to MicroLife and something. That's the first step.
Okay.
And as that will help the soil get healthier, top dress of compost, remineralize.
Okay.
Many of the plant species we call weeds have a role in nature. They're trying to correct the soil problem.
All right.
As the soil got sicker, you get more weeds coming in germinating.
Okay.
Once they've done their job in nature, the seeds won't even germinate.
Yep.
So that's the best thing. Start working getting the soil healthy. Top dress of compost, MicroLife, and remineralizer.
Okay. Well, how many times per year can you top dress of compost?
A couple times a year. You can do it more than that, but usually two times a year get you started, about a quarter to a half inch at a time. You don't want to smother the grass.
Okay.
And you know what, Brian? I'm a, you know, a new gardener within the last, say, 5 years or so. So I'm learning every weekend we sit here and we talk with these experts, I'm learning. But it is so true, the compost top dressing, now healthy stuff. Now, I use John's from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. I use the leaf mold compost, and every season, twice a year, I've been putting down just a thin layer all around the yard. And I have seen such a difference in the weeds. I still get weeds, but, you know, nothing like I got after Harvey. Right after Harvey was just miserable.
Okay.
So it's true. I mean, if we can nurture that soil and make it healthy for the grass, the weeds really don't want a big part of it. So that's really helpful. And then the MicroLife, you can either use the liquid seaweed or, like John was talking about, just even just a 624. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I promise you, you are going to see some nice results, and it's going to take time. You know, over the next years, you're going to have to do that compost top dressing, right?
Yep.
Okay.
To use an analogy for you, Brian, my wife's a psychologist. Someone comes to her and says, "Hey doc, I've been doing cocaine. How long is it going to take me to recover?" If you've been using toxic chemicals, mm-hmm. how big? The same thing she would say. How big a doses have you been doing it? How long you been doing it?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, but you don't start getting well. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, we've got to start somewhere. And you know what? It's going to help your lawn over time too, because we talk a lot about watering and conservation, and if your soil's healthy over time, you and I are going to be using less water too on it. So that's another benefit.
Yep.
You're right. I do put out a lot of water.
I do too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds great. Well, thank you for your help.
All right.
Thank you.
Right,
well, good luck, Brian. Those are great conversations because, you know, so many of the listeners have been there. You know, we have a variety of listeners. We have master gardeners, and we have those who are just starting or just beginners. And to be reminded of the whys, why we do things, is so important, and I so appreciate it. This has been a great show. We have had a variety of bug questions and grass questions, and just we've touched on a lot of different topics. Mm-hmm. So thank you for being here, John.
My pleasure.
John Ferguson from Nature's Way Garden Center, Resources and Garden Center north of the Woodlands and just south of Conroe. Go and visit him. Go and visit any of our Home Show Garden Pros. We have them north, south, east, and west. Go to homeshowgardenpros.com to find out where everybody is. And visiting John's location is such a treat. And then I want people to remember that you can get your products at all of our Home Show Garden Pro locations. But if you need large quantities, you'll sell truckloads, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right,
we deliver all over the state. We got customers in Austin to Orange.
Right, right. So you can, you know, go and get a load of it, too, if you don't just want to buy bags.
And it's much cheaper buying it bulk.
Right, right. And it's never too late. We can always, you know, there's always a task that we can take care of in our lawn and gardens. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, and we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.